I would never, ever call Matt Charbonneau this early for an interview, but it just so happens he's already up. He's, as a matter of fact, getting ready to board a plane to head down to Tampa as he covers Michigan State's football team, and they're getting ready to play 10-3 Georgia in the Outback Bowl. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. I'm already on the plane, my friend. I'm working your hours today.
No kidding. Well, it's kind of funny because when I called you, I'm normally used to talking to you in an 8 o'clock hour. No sense in you getting up this early, but you told me that you were already going to be at the airport. You have to get there quite early. What time did you arrive to get checked in?
Oh, I've been here for about an hour, so, you know, it's been an early morning, but we'll be down there for practice around noon, 12:30, and you know, I'll sleep in tomorrow, I suppose.
All right, Matt. This is a big game, not as big as the opportunity to go to the Rose Bowl with the Big Ten Championship game, but it's huge because in Michigan State's quest to try and run with the big dogs, if you will, this would be the next step in beating a Southeastern Conference team.
Yeah, it really would. I mean, you're also looking at a Georgia team that is a lot like Michigan State. I mean, they won 10 in a row. After losing their first two, which, you know, and then they get in the SEC championship game and they lose as well. So, you know, this isn't playing LSU or Alabama, but it's still a pretty solid team. You know, and the other thing is, you know, Mark D'Antoni hasn't won a bowl game yet here. So, you know, he's 0-4 at this point, and I know he wants to get rid of that, Mark, and these seniors kind of want to go out with a win as well. So it's big on a lot of different levels.
When Michigan State played Georgia a few years ago and Matthew Stafford was the quarterback, compare teams, if you will. Does Michigan State have a better opportunity to win this game? Is it going to be tougher? Is Georgia as good as that team?
I don't think this Georgia team is as good. Obviously, you don't have Matthew Stafford. Murray's a decent quarterback, although he's not as solid as Stafford was at, you know, at the same point. And quite frankly, I just think Michigan State is a lot better. You're looking at, you know, Kirk Cousins in his third year now as a starter. This offense, in my opinion, is far above what that team was a few years ago. You know, defensively, I think we've steadily seen them get better year in and year out. So I think Michigan State's in a lot better position to win this. And I don't think Georgia, you know, they're still a solid team, but maybe, you know, not quite as good as that team a couple of years ago.
Michigan State's got some injury challenges as well as some discipline challenges. One of their better players, Benny Fowler, from what I understand, will not be playing, and they got some challenges with their starting long snapper.
Yeah, apparently Matt Jan Pop was suspended for the game. They wouldn't, obviously haven't elaborated on what went on other than say he violated team rules. You know, that's a little bit surprising, but you know, they had a pretty tight battle in preseason camp, him and Steve Moore. So, you know, Steve Moore will jump in there and snap. But Fowler's the bigger, you know, his has been kind of a strange issue all year. He's been in and out, they're not sure. And, you know, I guess that's kind of the way it goes with a stress fracture. They're just never quite sure how it's going to feel each day. And at this point, they've decided to just kind of shut him down. Spring ball is still kind of up in the air for them, you know, for Benny. So, you know, I think they're erring on the side of caution because they're going to need him for next year, that's for sure.
What's the status of defensive coordinator Pat Narduzzi? I know that he interviewed for a head coaching position.
Well, at this point, we know he interviewed at Akron. Obviously, he passed that up. I don't know if officially he was offered that job, but he decided to stay at Michigan State. At this point, he's staying. Now, that doesn't rule anything out in the future, you know, here in the next you know, month or two after the bowl game, but you know, they're supposedly getting pay raises in February. We'll see if that happens officially. So I think that will go a long way in keeping him. But at this point, I would say it's looking pretty good for him to stay, but you never know what's going to happen down the road here.
Well, tell me, as the Spartans prepare for the Outback Bowl, which is a week from today, what's the practice schedule? And I would imagine that they have the game plan already in place.
Yeah, they put a lot of that game plan in before they came down, and they'll practice each day. You know, Mark D'Antoni said yesterday they'll go hard the first couple days, kind of back it off a little bit. They're practicing more in the middle of the day towards roughly the game time, so they'll get a little more acclimated to it. A little warmer down there, obviously, so they're hoping to get used to that in the first couple days. So, you know, they'll go hard early, kind of back off, more of a walkthrough towards the end of the week. And, you know, there's also a good chance to get a lot of the young guys in there, so it should be a pretty productive week for them.
All right, before we let you go, the Michigan State men's basketball team is 11-2. They're going to be facing 12-0 Indiana at the Breslin Center. How big a game is this, and what can we expect from the Spartans?
Big enough that I wish I would have delayed the departure here a little bit. That's you know, Indiana, I think, is a little bit of a surprise. I mean, everyone assumed they'd be a little bit better this year. I don't think anyone expected unbeaten at this point. So, but you know, on the other hand, I think Michigan State is, in my opinion, they're right about where they would be. I think they're in a good spot right now. They played really well the last few weeks. This is a good test early on. Michigan State has to defend their home court, and really, I think that's the big reason they'll probably come away with this one. But you know, I don't think it guarantees anything for down the road. I don't think Indiana fans should freak out if they lose, because I think they got a good young team. But you know, it's just another test to prove that Michigan State's kind of on the right path.
These kind of games are interesting, too, because Tom Izzo and Tom Crean obviously worked together at Michigan State, but they've remained very close friends. I would imagine it's kind of tough playing your buddy.
Yeah, and Tom Izzo runs into that a lot these days. I mean, he's got assistant coaching all over the place nowadays, so obviously it's a little different. Tom Crean, you see him twice every year. Well, you know, at least once every year. They'll see him twice this year, so. You know, there's a little bit of pride for Tom Izzo in that. I mean, he talked about that a couple weeks ago when Indiana beat Kentucky. So, you know, it's always an interesting kind of matchup when he goes up against former assistants. And I tell you, Tom Crean, I was kind of questioning him before this year if he was going to make it, but he's proven me wrong again. He's got that program on the right track.
All right, and finally, before we let you go, what do you anticipate fan-wise from the Spartans? Did they get rid of all their allotment of tickets? I know in Florida, historically, the Spartans have always showed strong. What are you expecting?
Well, they may have not gotten rid of their allotment of tickets, but you're right. In Florida, they got a really strong alumni base. I think when it's all said and done by game day, there'll be plenty of Spartans in there. I don't know if they'll sell out there a lot. But, you know, there's so many other ways to get tickets now, you know, whether you're getting them locally or through brokers or whatever it happens to be, different travel agencies. So, you know, even though this university might not sell them all out, I would be shocked if Michigan State isn't represented, you know, quite well there in Tampa.
All right, Matt, have a great and safe flight and enjoy your time down there. And we'll try and contact you later this week again. Thanks so much.
You got it, Tony. Anytime.